Watch practically any movie or television show, and it's obvious from the credits that our moving image culture is still largely produced by men. But progress is being made, and women are finding expanding opportunities in media. One local summer camp gives girls an early preparation for a life making moving images, developing the tools and confidence to tell their own stories. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Las Latinitas is offering several camps this summer for girls interested in various forms of media, and joining me to discuss their programs is Las Latinitas' camp leader, Bianca Casterjon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. This is the first time we've ever had someone from your organization on the show, so I'm really delighted. I know you've been doing these camps for a few years now. How many years have you been involved?
This upcoming summer camp will be my third summer camp.
Oh, so. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the camps go back even further than that?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. I think there was a previous camp before I started.
For people not familiar with Las Latinitas, the organization, give us a little background on who you are and they are and why they exist.
Okay, yes. It started as a college project for Alicia Rascon. She is the CEO of Latinitas. She, with her friend Laura Donnelly, they both started this as a project to kind of address the disparities within the Latino community, especially for Latinas and youth. And they definitely wanted to address the high teen suicide rates within the Latino community, as well as dropout rates. And also encourage girls to take an interest in going to college as well, because there is a low rates of Latinas going to college. So that's definitely where they wanted their project to go, is to address those disparities within the Latino community.
I know you're offering a number of camps this summer, almost every week from here till the end of summer. We're focusing on several, though, that specifically have to do with movie making or multimedia arts or things having to do with moving images. You have a Hollywood camp coming up July 13th through the 17th. What will be happening during that camp?
Well, during those camps, that will be in July. And for that week, we will be working on several projects, and we definitely want to encourage the girls to really make their own media. And by that, it's making their own films. So we encourage the girls to start script writing and creating their own stories and making their own voices. And I think by encouraging these girls to make their own films, their own short films, their own vlogs even, they put their own voices out there.
Right, and they gain confidence along the way they can do this.
Definitely. Yeah, and then we show them, too, the process of making films and video editing and sound. And we have also guest speakers that come to our camps.
So you have instructors and people working with them directly.
Yes. And we have workshops during these camps. So we have women that are in the media field, in the filmmaking field, in the script writing field, that come in and take the time to really get to know the girls, and then kind of encourage the girls too to take an interest in making their own art.
That must be an amazing thing to watch these girls over the course of a week being mentored by women who are role models for them in.
Yes.
And opening doors maybe in their own minds of things that they may not have considered they could do in their lives.
Yes, definitely. I think when they see young women or women in general just take part in their profession and talk about their profession, talk about what they do, they even get the opportunity to see these women working. Or they bring...
So you do field trips.
Yes, we do field trips. And great. Or they bring their own work to us, and they show these girls what they've done. And then we, you know, by the end of the camp, we have some girls really taking an interest to it and finding out, oh, maybe this is what I do want to do. This is kind of something that I want to get into and learn more about.
Fantastic. So it's not just about building the tool set of how to physically do these things. It's really role modeling for them that they, as a young woman, can actually become one of these professionals.
And I think that's the best way, really, to encourage them is to show them. To show them that there are other women, especially other Latinas, that are in these fields, that are succeeding, that are taking part in it, and that are they're really going out there and doing it.
So what age of girls are coming to the camps and that you're registering for these camps?
They're from ages 9 to 13, 14.
Mm-hmm.
So in middle school age and high school age,
right.
We have different kinds of activities that that will definitely attend to those ages, and it'll be a lot of activities that they will take interest to.
Where do you all meet? Is this in a specific place, or do you meet somewhere else each day?
No, we will be meeting at 7000 Edgemere.
Uh-huh.
It's a church. So we will be doing all of our activities, and we'll be bringing guest speakers to that location.
Easily accessible from both Montana and I-10.
Oh, definitely, yes.
sort of central east
side. Yes, uh-huh.
Registration is going on now. Do you have a cap on the number of girls that you want to have in the camp?
Yes, I believe we have a capacity of about 15, 20 girls.
Okay.
They can definitely go onto our website, which is laslatinitas.com, and that will give them a link to purchasing the camp tickets.
Now, it looks like you have several options for both half day and full day.
Yes.
So if someone's thinking, you know, this would be a great fit for my girl, but I can't devote the entire day to it, you do allow people to come for half a day?
Yes, we do. We have half days. So, and that is for $65.
Okay, and the full day cost?
The full day is $130.
And this is basically for each week-long camp?
Yes, $130. Each week-long camp.
A lot to choose from. I know you have one based on fashion and fashion design. We've been talking about the Hollywood camp.
Mm-hmm.
The Hollywood camp is followed up the very next week, July 20th to the 24th, with what you're calling a multimedia arts camp.
Yes.
How does that differ or is the same as the Hollywood camp?
Well, with the multimedia, I think it's a more – we integrate art within the videos.
Mm-hmm.
So we continue with showing the girls how to edit the videos and how to make their own videos, but they can – we start going into more artsy films.
Uh-huh.
And we encourage the girls to even maybe make a music video or,
okay.
or make a PSA or
uh-huh. –
or play with the lighting, play with
photography,
exactly.
All of those things make it a little more experimental or actually commercial.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is where a lot of the jobs are, frankly.
Yes.
It's not on the artistic side, but producing commercial moving images and videos. All of these things obviously require equipment. Do you provide the equipment? Do the girls have to have anything when they come to the camp?
No, they don't need to bring anything. We provide most of the equipment. We have the cameras and the video cameras. And, I mean, part of these camps is for them to create their own sets as well. So everything that's going to be done is going to be done right there on that location.
And the field trips you're taking, I guess, are out to broadcast and multimedia-type firms around town?
Yes, definitely. We are taking them to several TV stations around El Paso, especially the news stations. They're always really helpful and willing to invite us into their offices and looking into what they do behind the scenes and what they do in front of the camera. And they really go into the detail what it takes to bring together a television show or even a radio show as well, because we do go out to these.
I think you need to bring them into the KTP studios.
Yes, I think so. And they'll be wild. I mean, they'll see these microphones and they'll be ecstatic.
The technology side of things, is part of the hurdle that you're facing with these girls. You know, it's the 21st century now, but there's still studies have shown a lag with girls, particularly when they get to about the age you're talking about, middle school.
Mm-hmm.
They begin falling behind in some of the science and technology and mathematics.
Yes.
Not because they don't have the mental ability to do those things, but because the culture is sort of subtly messaging to them.
Yes.
That girls don't do those things.
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to overcome?
Yeah, that's definitely what we're trying to overcome. We're trying to encourage these girls that they can take an interest in the science fields, because I've done camps where I know girls take an interest in science, but somehow there's this period where they're not encouraged to continue their interest in science. And that's where we want to come in and tell these girls, you know, all these opportunities that come with taking an interest into science, and also the cool things that you can do with science and technology. Mm-hmm. Everybody's interested regardless of gender.
Yeah. And filmmaking techniques and tools are all at our fingertips now. Our cell phones can make videos. And
exactly.
You can download free editing software on your...
Yeah, they're already making videos. I mean, they have Vines, they have YouTube. So I feel like a lot of the girls are already familiar with that.
Fantastic.
Filmmaking and video making.
Mm-hmm. Do you, having done these programs for a few years now, do you stay in touch with any of these girls? Do you see how they've continued and to move forward in their lives? Or?
Definitely. We do have several girls that keep coming back to our camps.
Uh-huh.
And they really take an interest, and they want to build their interest. And I think that they're in that age where they're exploring what they like and what they want to do. And I see these girls, when I see these girls wanting to continue learning, and I see that they'll probably take electives in school around that. And I feel so pleased and happy that they do take that interest, and they found it there in our camps, and they're integrating it within school.
It's very empowering, I guess.
It is very empowering, and that's kind of the environment we want to keep for these girls during these camps, is an empowering environment, a safe environment, and a fun environment for these girls.
Do you have, with this roster of camps you have, beyond just the multimedia and Hollywood camp and film-based camps, do you have even bigger plans for the future? I mean, are you going to be branching out into other areas?
I would hope so. We definitely want to reach out not just into the El Paso region, but into New Mexico and all these states near us and all these cities near us.
Maybe even an ongoing mentoring program where these professional women get paired with some of the girls from your camps.
Yes.
For longer term mentoring.
Yeah. I would love that they'd get more mentorship.
Well, I'm very impressed with what you've been doing, and I'm so glad that we could get you on the program today to talk about this. Your website again?
It's laslatinitas.com.
And people can find all the info on the camps.
Yes, people can find all the programs that we have, the after-school programs, and then also into getting their spot into these camps.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
I've been discussing the upcoming media summer camps for girls organized by Las Latinitas. The group will be hosting various camps all summer designed to give girls aged 9 to 13 the tools and confidence to become effective leaders and creative producers. In July, Las Latinitas' Hollywood Camp and Multimedia Arts Camps will specifically focus on the skills to conceive, write, and make short films and other multimedia works. For a complete list of summer camps for girls and registration options, log on to laslatinitas.com. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.